I didn't stay on Mackinac Island during the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce's conference last week. For a number of reasons, I'm glad about that. One of which is that I took the ferry over one morning with Senator Carl Levin and his wife Barbara. There was a reason he didn't stay on Mackinac, and it had nothing to do with not finding a room. There was another conference about the Mackinac Conference 55 miles away in Charlevoix. This was a gathering of about 50 young people, an event called Assemble at Mackinac-ish, where they watched a conference via internet streaming and then discussed it. Though they called themselves the Alternative Mackinac Conference, these weren't a group of protesters. They were mainly teenagers from the Detroit area, rallied by a group called the Urban Social Assembly, kids who wanted to know how things work. Originally, they wanted to go to the conference itself, but that would have cost more than $2,000 each. So instead, they paid $80 to come to a barn up north. And Senator Carl Levin, one of the most powerful figures in Washington, thought it was important to go watch some of the conference with these kids and then talk with them about it. He told me that was well worth it. He left them the next day for the real conference itself, where he was being honored. Levin is retiring at the end of this term, as most people know. Had he chosen to run, he would have won easily. Last time, he won by 1.4 million votes, an all-time state record. Yet, he chose to retire. The senator, who looks about 68, turns 80 this month, and he had the self-discipline and the wisdom not to sign on for six more years. But that doesn't mean he's coasting through his last few months in office or limiting himself to military concerns, as you might expect of the Senate Armed Forces Committee chair. No, what was on his mind last week was heroin addiction and a forum he's putting together about it. Carl Levin has lived his entire life in Detroit, one of many places ravaged by drugs. For years, he's championed the medication called buprenorphine, which helps block the craving for heroin without serious side effects. Levin and Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah sponsored legislation to make it legal years ago. Now, Levin is frustrated that the drug isn't better known and more widely used. So, as usual, he's made himself an expert on the subject and is doing something about it. A few hours later, he was being honored at Mackinac. He knew perfectly well that most of the business community there seldom voted for him, but he was gracious, warm, and funny. He's been a watchdog in Washington since Jimmy Carter was president, staying in the Senate longer than anyone in our state's history. 7 months from now, he'll be gone. Other senators have left office and stayed in Washington as highly paid lobbyists. Levin laughed if I asked if he was going to do that. Not on your life. He's coming back to Detroit. Let's hope that we can coax him, at least partly, out of retirement.